We are going to start the second session in our Trade Data Day. First of all, thanks a lot for being with us. It was an intense, busy morning, and we intend to keep you busy and, if possible, surprised for the afternoon. Let me first start by saying that this event today marks a milestone in a big project that we undertook together with many other partners, most importantly with the OECD, and this is why we are doing this together, but also with many other international organizations and also with national statistical offices in our quest to look for data that would reflect the trade realities of today. So if I had to summarize somehow the reasons for today's meeting, it would be to make sure that you get your trade figures right, but also that you get your right trade figures. So this is why we are gathered here today. We are going to proceed in three stages. We are going to start by showing you the video of the presentation that took place this morning at the OECD with the participation of the Secretary General of the OECD and the Director General of the World Trade Organization. We are going to then move on to unveiling what you've been waiting for, which is the data that Paul Schreier and Hubert Skate will present to you, and then we will move on to a panel discussion with four experts, very well known to you, but with a deep knowledge of trade policy, that are going to be picking up on the consequences, on the ideas, on the facts that we can draw from the figures that you will be shown in the previous session. So, with these short words, I suggest that we start by listening to the presentation, and then, Sandra, we're ready to go. Okay.
Of the cover here.
Angel Gurría, we apologize. No. We had a bit of a technical glitch, so you are going to bear with us if this is not perfectly smooth, but we wanted to give you exactly the same thing that your colleagues at the OECD got this morning, so that there is no question of jealousy between the two organizations. So let's just start with Angel Gurría.